Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, life is a highway, and on that highway, you got to be careful. And we're going to talk a little bit about the construction zones that pop up this time of year. Lieutenant Pat East from the Port Huron Police Department joins us right now. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You either complain that the roads are in disrepair or that they're being repaired. Everybody's got to complain about road work, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, none of us are immune to it.
Yep.
It's warm out. The flowers are blooming. You know, we're all bonfiring and barbecuing. And it also means the construction barrels, our orange barrels and cones are out there blooming as well. So, just reality of traveling in Michigan every single day here during this time of the year. Here in town, in the city of Port Huron, we're seeing the orange barrels pop up. We have 10th Street under construction right now. Shortly after they're completed with 10th Street, they're moving over to Water Street. So we're not immune to that, and we're going to see it all over the state.
Yep.
So obviously, it's an extra point of caution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with construction zones come some added dangers for the drivers as well as the men and women working construction in those zones. So just a few things that I'd like to touch on, maybe give some context or some background why it's taken so seriously that we have to be extra safe in those zones.
Right.
With those zones, we see things like narrowed lanes. We see traffic diversions, sudden traffic backups for sure. We've all experienced that. In those narrower zones and the constricted area that we travel in our vehicles, it actually gives us less room to recover from any mistakes that happen. So you don't have the shoulder to pull off to, and maybe you have less braking distance. So it's an added caution. We have to make extra special attention to what's going on because, again, we have people out there on foot, you know, doing their job and working. We got to keep them safe as well as us safe. We also see heavy machinery, right, littered along the side of the road, which are immovable objects. So we got to treat those as such. And then, again, it's just kind of everywhere. Just to give it a little context, so last year alone in our country, there were nearly 6,000 crashes in construction zones on our roadways, resulting in 49 fatalities and about 1,200 injuries. The leading cause of the fatalities was speeding, right? And the leading cause of the crashes was distracted driving. So we've talked about it several times,
yep.
You know, how important it is to stay off our phone and to pay attention to the road. And we see it in the results here when people don't. It can be tragic. So there's a, you know, you see the signs leading up to construction zones that if you injure or kill somebody in those construction zones, it could be a prison term up to 15 years. There's actually a story behind that. It's called Andy's Law. So back in 1999, there was a young man named Andy who's 19 years old. He got a job with a road construction firm. His very first day of work, he was setting barrels and got struck by a drunk driver and was paralyzed the rest of his life. There was a bill introduced that in 2001, then-Governor John Engler signed. It was Senate Bill 373, making Andy's Law, which meant that anyone responsible for injuring or killing a worker in a work zone could get up to 15 years in prison.
Yeah.
Now, it's been amended in the years since, so that it applies to anybody. So not just a construction worker. Anyone injured or killed in a construction zone can result in not only a prison term up to 15 years, but also some additional driving penalties as well. So obviously it's taken very seriously in our state. We want to keep people safe. Unfortunately, we probably heard that just last week we lost two maintenance workers. I think it was on US 127 Mason.
Over near Lansing,
Unfortunately, someone was speeding, it looks like, and was not paying enough attention, lost control of their vehicle and struck two people working, unfortunately resulting in their death. So it's our responsibility. All of our responsibility. We all have places to go. We all have time, so we had to get there. I experience it myself. I have a long drive into work. So, you know, I know the delays, but it's just a matter of planning ahead, maybe leaving a little bit early, finding an alternate route. And if I am in a construction zone, to make sure that I take that extra step to pay attention, give myself some more space between my car and the car in front of me. Because the last thing we want is anyone to get hurt in these zones.
Yeah, you mentioned distracted driving. I mean, these construction zone can come up quickly. If you're not paying attention to what's happening down the road or you're looking at your phone, occasionally looking up, you get that sort of road hypnosis where I'm just driving in a straight line, look at my phone, look at the road, look at the phone, look at the road. All of a sudden, everybody's stopped and you're still going full speed.
Yes, and it's a vehicle weighs several thousand pounds, and no matter how new it is, brakes still take time to stop. And then we see that a lot with rear-end crashes. And we don't want that to happen, so there's no time to be on your phone. Another little tip that I like to give, and we talked a couple weeks ago about motorcycle riding. Well, the same concept applies in cars, is that where your eyes go, your vehicle goes. So it's one thing to think about, too, in these construction zones. We have the orange barrels. We have the workers. If your eyes are distracted looking over at your cone or the worker in front of you, that's where your car is going. So make sure your hands on the wheel and eyes straight ahead, off your phone, and paying attention, because those things do come up fast. And unfortunately, a lot of times, by the time we realize it, it's too late.
There's a new state law where it comes to construction zones now, isn't there?
There is. And actually, when I was doing a little research, I was not aware of this. So it's pretty interesting. So this was signed into law last year in our state. And a little background is, in the state of Michigan, in order for, with very few exceptions, in order for someone to receive a ticket, a police officer has to witness the violation. That's why we don't have speed cameras or red light cameras in the state of Michigan until this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this new law that just got put into effect this past April. So basically, the state can set up speed enforcement cameras. That's only going to happen in construction zones on a freeway. So think of like I-69, I-75, I-94, and it has to be an MDOT construction zone. So the work is actually being done by the state. So basically what happens is the state can set up these cameras, and a driver traveling 10 miles per hour or more above the listed speed limit in that construction zone can actually get a ticket in the mail. Well, the first offense is a warning. So they'll send a warning to your house. The second offense, within 3 years, you're going to get a ticket. This is not something we plan on seeing in Port Huron. We don't have any freeways here. The construction, also another thing, is it has to be 45 miles per hour or higher, the speed limit that's posted. We only have one road that I'm aware of in Port Huron that has a 45-mile-an-hour limit because,
right,
you know, we're a nice small town and we don't have the freeways. So we don't anticipate seeing this, but I thought it was worth mentioning just because if you receive that warning in the mail, I don't want it to be a surprise.
Right.
It was a bit of a surprise to me when I was reading through the laws for this.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, those construction zones are annoying and a nuisance, but needed because we need to fix the roads.
Yes.
It's dangerous work for those workers out there.
It is dangerous work. I have several friends and family members that work in road construction and excavating, and unfortunately, this hits a little close to home. We had an incident a few years back where a friend was struck by a car, and it can happen. It happens a lot. This isn't really construction-related, but just a reminder of the move-over law.
Yeah.
So the move-over law, basically, if there's an emergency vehicle stopped on the side of the road with flashing lights, so think of a police car, an ambulance, a fire truck, tow truck, and the maintenance workers not working on the road, but people that have like courtesy vehicles to help like stalled out vehicles, you actually have to slow down to 10 miles an hour below the speed limit and move over into an open lane to give them space. If you don't have an open lane available, then you just have to slow down to that 10 miles per hour or lower and proceed with caution, because we don't want to, again, see that those people helping other people out, you know, getting struck by a car, and it happens way too often. So just a little reminder.
You know what it's like, even on a city street, to be out of your vehicle as cars are whizzing by. That's got to be kind of uncomfortable. Imagine being in a work zone where you're putting out orange barrels, working on rebuilding the road, and everybody going by at a high rate of speed. That's got to be a little scary.
It does definitely put a chill through your spine, for sure. And I'll tell you, even like on a road that's 25 miles an hour, when you're stationary and a car goes by at 25, it's a lot faster than it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly can damage a car a lot and do a lot of really seriously injure a person. So regardless of the speed limit, we really have to pay attention to those flashing lights, those people out there working, helping each other out so that we don't have any tragedies.
Let's all be careful out there.
Absolutely.
All right. Good stuff. Pat, thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Pat Eash, Lieutenant Pat Eash from the Port Huron Police Department. Let's check weather real quick.